USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
They're investigating a mass shooting at a video game tournament in Jacksonville, Florida, Sunday.
So there were three deceased individuals at the scene, one of those being the suspect who took his own life.
That sheriff says the suspect was 24-year-old David Katz of Baltimore. 11 people are hospitalized. Arrangements have been made after the passing of Senator John McCain on Saturday. The Republican senator's body will lie in state at the Arizona State Capitol on Wednesday, which is his birthday. There will be a memorial service at a North Phoenix church on Thursday. Then he'll lie in state at the U.S. Capitol in Washington on Friday. And on Saturday, a private national memorial service will be held at the Washington National Cathedral. McCain will then be laid to rest at the U.S. Naval Academy Cemetery in Annapolis, Maryland. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.